For Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. According to the Idaho Department of Labor, Idaho had the number one growth rate in the nation over the last 10 years, jumping up more than 21%. Now, we've talked a lot about how all of this growth has created a housing crisis here in our state. However, there's an aspect of such a fast-growing population that we haven't mentioned. That's kids and schools and the state's future labor force. Idaho's growth has not been even across the state, so what that means is uneven student enrollment in schools. So what will future enrollment look like, and what will this all mean for our labor force over time? To answer these questions, we've invited economist Lisa Grigg with the Idaho Department of Labor to the program to talk more. It's really nice to have you. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Gemma. I'm happy to be here.
So Lisa, how fast has Idaho been growing since 2010?
Idaho has been growing extremely fast. So 10-year growth rates of, like you said, 21%. The last 5 years alone, our growth has really accelerated, and we grew over 2.5% each year.
Wow.
The last 3 years, just since the pandemic, we went from 35,000 new residents a year to 50,000 new residents a year. So we were growing at 1.5 times the rate that we'd seen the 3 years prior. And so go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't mean to interrupt you, but did you just say 50,000 people per year the last 3 years?
Yes. I mean, that includes births too. So some of that is natural population growth, but over the last 3 years, a significant portion, over 80 to 90% of our total population growth is actually coming from in migration rather than births.
So how does that compare to the nation overall?
So the nation is growing very slowly. Idaho, you know, if you consider over the past 10 years, Idaho grew over 3 times faster than the U.S. as a whole. And what we're seeing is nationally, you're seeing people that are migrating from kind of higher cost of living areas on the coast, such as California, New York, Washington, and they are moving in kind of to the mountain west. So us, Montana, Utah, and then as well as Texas and the South. And so we're seeing this huge pattern of people wanting a little more space and a lower cost of living and not in a densely populated city center.
Mm. So you mentioned birth rate. How is Idaho's birth rate overall?
Well, Idaho's birth rate, just like the nation and globally, is declining. So when we're looking at births per 1,000 population, and we've gone from about 14 to 15 births per 1,000 people to now we're about just under 12. We are, however, doing better than the U.S. The U.S. is about 11. And Idaho is in probably the top third or so of birth rates. So we're still holding our own. It also depends when you talk regions of Idaho. So the northern, the panhandle, the north and north central regions have birth rates very low at about 10 births per 1,000 population for any given year. Eastern Idaho is leading the way, and they have closer to 15 births per 1,000. So there is still differences in those regions. The north is kind of growing the slowest, and eastern is growing the fastest by births.
So I want to talk about age for a minute as well, because where does age factor into this in terms of why does the age of someone matter when we look at growth?
Yeah. So the age of someone matters because for multiple reasons. So just for the labor force, we consider the labor force for people who are age 16 and older. There's no upper limit, but those who are under 16 are not considered part of the labor force. The other thing to consider with age is when you look at retirement, you have the baby boomer generation is a very, very big generation. Gen X and those behind it are not as big. So when you start looking at possible retirements, the baby boomers are a big generation, and generally we're not going to be able to fill all of their spots. So age is important, realizing what direction that labor force is going and how quickly we might continue, if we will ever resolve labor shortages or not.
Hmm. Okay, so age matters. What about where the population grows within a state? Because as we mentioned in the beginning of this conversation, very much so in Idaho, we see that certain parts of the state have grown faster than other parts. So number one, where is that happening? But number two, why is that uneven growth a concern?
Yeah, so the southwestern region is by far growing the fastest. They make up about 46% of the state's population, and they've gathered about half of the state's population growth in the last 3 years. And so your cities in the Southwest are getting bigger. You're getting some crowding out. So you're getting people moving mm-hmm. to suburbs and things, moving out of downtown Boise and moving, again, you're seeing Meridian having really fast growth. So even within that region, what it does is it also does tax some of those school districts and causes them to be overcrowded as well. But on the flip side, you've got other regions, such as my region. I'm based in Lewiston, the North Central region. We have about 6% of the state's population, but we only got about 3% of statewide growth in the last 3 years. So we actually had a much smaller portion of growth. Mm. And again, you know, as an aging population in the North, we were already growing slow. And so half of our school districts really are seeing enrollment declines. They have been for the past decade or so. And so it's just the North, however, has been growing pretty fast. They make up 14% of the population in 2019, but they made up 18% of the population growth, and they took in 1/3 of the growth of those under age 18 in the state in the North. Wow. So migration plays big parts here in where we're seeing a growth in total population and school enrollment.
Okay, so let's really dig into this school enrollment, because as you said, you know, we're seeing less school enrollment in places that have not grown as much. So you looked at 4 school districts to show how uneven enrollment has been. You found that the Boise, Meridian, Coeur d'Alene, and the Sugar-Salem districts all saw growth. However,
yes,
that enrollment didn't necessarily match. So can we begin with the Boise School District? Is it seeing more students?
No. The Boise School District has declined for 7 straight years in its enrollment, yeah. despite the fact that I think the only year population declined was 2022 in Boise. Otherwise, you've seen population growth overall. But you're seeing, again, its birth rates are dropping. You're seeing a lot of young people move into Boise, but they are 18 and over. And so that kind of 18 to 29 cohort, we're seeing as having high mobility, and they are being attracted with wages and opportunities. But that doesn't necessarily mean that your schools are seeing the same thing. And the reason that's important is your school enrollment leads to your future labor force. And so it's something that, like, what's going to be happening the next generation, 10 or 20, 30 years. But Boise schools have actually been declining for 7 consecutive years.
Okay. The flip side of that, though, is let's talk West Ada, which is the Meridian area.
Yes.
We are constantly seeing overcrowding in these schools. Talk about this, because it's almost the complete reverse of Boise.
It is a complete reverse. So again, you're seeing families choosing to move out of Boise, whether it's for the school district or it's jobs. There's multiple factors that go into what causes a family to move, and it's all unique. So I'm not going to try to say everyone's the same by any means. But you are absolutely seeing growth out of Boise into, again, those suburbs and places of where the schools are not so crowded and where there's room for growth and where they're putting in new housing. When you look at where the new housing is going to, this is an area where new homes are being built, and it's bringing families there. And so even though this region total is experiencing amazing population growth, when you look inside how the population's moving and the demographics happening, it's actually really fascinating, because who would have thought that Boise School's enrollment was declining?
Mm-hmm. So I only have about 2 minutes left with you, and I really want to ask you then, when we look at this uneven enrollment growth, what does that mean for the future, in particular when we talk about our workforce, our labor force?
Yeah, well, so in the near term, what's going to happen is you're going to see some schools that are, have too many students and they're busting at the seams. And you're going to see other schools where enrollment is down and their class sizes are smaller, and they may have to make decisions on, school district employment. But then when you also think about it, a lot of these, it's not necessarily urban and rural, but a lot of the rural places tend to have a hard time kind of attracting some of these teachers anyway. It may get more difficult, but again, you need that labor force throughout the state. And when we have pockets of we've led the nation in labor force growth as well and employment growth the last few years. And again, that's due to the sharp migration that we're having. But if that migration slows down, and if we start really looking into, you know, if the birth rates don't really pick up, you're going to see some areas that really are showing their age. And what I mean by that is your labor force participation rate goes from about 80% for someone who's in their 50s versus about 20% for someone who's 65 and over. So there's a big cliff of people that don't continue working past retirement age. And the labor shortage we're having now is not likely to be solved easily or quickly. It's possibly going to be a very long-term issue that could actually get worse in the future if this uneven growth continues the way it is.
Mm-hmm. I so appreciate you coming on the program. Would love to have you back again, Lisa, to talk really more in depth about these issues, because I feel like we've only touched the tip of this iceberg, and there's so much underneath this that could really impact the future of Idaho.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do want to mention that Idaho is in a really good position compared to a lot of its neighbors because of its growth. We still have a fairly young population. But when you look at population growth, and only 10% of that population growth was possible students under the age of 18, 90% of them were over the age of 18. There's very different patterns that emerge when you look at the pieces, but I would love to be back another day. And I thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.